Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
A football Friday on this, the 26th of September, also a field trip Friday. Sharbar, J.W. Merritt, we are out and about in Reston. Come on by and kick it with us.
We'd like to ask you the following question. What are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morad can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
We've reached the end of the Major League Baseball season, so that means in these final days, you start to see some wackies with the rookies all dressed up. The Orioles dressed up as minions as they get ready to play the New York Yankees walking outside of the ballpark on Russell and Utah streets outside of Camden Yards today.
That's pretty good.
I got to get this video queued up for my kid because he'll like that. But they're all walking all their rookies into the ballpark today. Maybe it's the whole roster, it looks like, not just the rookies. They're dressed as minions, which is funny. All right, let's get to the Beltway Blitz. We'll cover the NFL and the Commanders. No Jaden Daniels, no Terry McLaurin. We will get to that this segment, but let's start on the diamond.
The Washington Nationals.
Charlie Slows, the voice of Nats baseball with Dave Jagler here on 106.7 The Fan. Charlie, of course, has been calling Nats games since the inception of Nats baseball in D.C. He'll be joining us in just a moment to discuss the Nationals, who are coming down the stretch with just one final series to go this weekend, a three-gamer with the Chicago White Sox Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Cade Cavalli on the bump for the Nats tonight. Mackenzie Gore will pitch in the season finale. Gore trying to finish strong after a disappointing penultimate start against Atlanta.
Anything that you're looking for that you want to see this weekend kind of one final time? Because, you know, while we've been beaten down and it hasn't been a whole lot of fun as they're 30 games under 500, give or take, there's still been some nice moments. Is there anything kind of one last time you want to see this weekend? Is it a James Wood homer, a Jacob Young highlight, Mackenzie Gore, a good start? Is there something that you kind of got circled?
James Wood is always my answer.
That's your answer.
He's got 30 home runs, finish strong, have another good series. Love to see Dalen Lyle hit the ball hard as well. Continue to get closer to 300 with his average. I hear Charlie, though, so let's get to him. Again, one of the voices of Nats baseball. You hear him here on The Fan. 6:45 first pitch tonight for the Nats and the White Sox. Charlie, one last ride for you guys in this series with Chicago. Can't believe it's ending.
Yeah, a long, winding road gets to this three-game series. Summer-like weather here at the ballpark tonight, so folks out there don't have plans. Come on out, last chance these last 3 days to see some baseball before next spring and, you know, see how the Nats finish this thing.
Charlie, in terms of the pitching, what we've seen over the last couple of months or so with Cavalli putting his deposit into the bank, Brad Lord, handle himself pretty darn well in multiple roles, Jose Ferrer kind of getting closed in, sort of locking into that closer role, he's been pretty good. Kind of give me a big takeaway, what we've seen really the second half of the season with a lot of changes, some guys filling in.
Well, just to have Cade Cavalli back and healthy and be able to pitch every 5 days, you know, they don't care how long he goes. They're trying to get him through 120 innings, and that's going to happen with five innings tonight, no matter what his pitch count is. That's the plan again, just to get him healthy through the year. And, you know, Brad Lord, you know, he's a guy they liked in spring training, his first big league camp, and he opened eyes and then moved into the rotation when Michael Soroka was hurt in his first start, and then went back to the bullpen and did well in a variety of roles. And then back into the starting rotation. So I think, you know, two guys like that healthy, maybe you're looking at them as two fifths of your rotation come next spring. And, you know, that's a good thing to bank on going to the winter, that those are two young guys with big arms that have had experience now that you can look at, you know, wherever you want to piece them into your rotation.
Charlie, I know that the Paul Toboni hire as president of baseball operations is not official yet, and the team has not made any announcements. So I want to ask you specifically about him, but I'm curious to get your thoughts with that sounding like it's going to happen, about the idea of maybe going outside the organization, going younger. He's 35, and just a fresh set of eyes on this thing as they go into their next era of Nats baseball.
Yeah, that, you know, that seems to be exactly what it is, but a guy his age has had, you know, a ton of experience, a former player. His background has been scouting first and player development, and is moving up the ranks in the Red Sox front office. It looked like he was due for another promotion from what, you know, all the stories say. So, I mean, this is a guy certainly on the rise that may this year, next year, or the year after. So it sounds like a guy who, you know, is really locked in on the running of a baseball organization. And if he's the guy, it'll be exciting to see how this all plays out.
Charlie, really appreciate it as always, man. Have a great series of final calls this weekend. Thank you so much. All right, there he goes. That is Charlie Slows. Let's talk NFL, please.
The NFL.
Our guy Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports, to talk about the NFL. Frank,
it made some people at the bar jump, by the way. That NFL sounder is louder than some other things.
It'll really make you...
The whole bar was like, whoa!
Whoa, everything here? Okay? It's good. We're just talking NFL. Frank, someone's going to be 1-3 between Kansas City and Baltimore. Hard to believe.
It really is. I mean, one of these teams is going to be in a huge hole. 2-2 isn't fun, but it's better than 1-3. I'll tell you that. Like, and especially the Chiefs. I think the Rams are going to win that division no matter what, because who else is it going to be, especially with Joe Burrow done for the season. But if the Chiefs fall to 1-3, before Rashee Rice comes back, they play at the Jaguars and they play the Lions. Neither of those games are gimmies. If they're 2-4 when Rashee Rice comes back, I'm not sure the Chargers are going to lose more than four games all season. But, you know, it just, you're really, really behind it in the AFC West if you fall to 1-3 here.
Frank, what happens if Carson Wentz really struggles for the Vikings? I understand last week went well. They get to 2-1. They scored 48. But that was a defensive dominance, like 72 and sunny, everything came easily game. They play the Steelers this week. J.J. McCarthy is not given any reason to believe like he's ready to take them to the Super Bowl. What happens if the veteran struggles too? What do they do?
At that point, you probably just go back to the kid. I mean, everybody always has these fantasies about, this team will trade its backup quarterback. Joe Burrow goes down, and you hear $18 million. Like, the Bengals are going to go trade for Kirk Cousins. Like, no, teams actually like their backup quarterbacks. They value those guys. They pay them for good reason. They're not trading them. And anybody available on September 26th is not a good quarterback generally. Like, people are like, the Bengals need to go get Jameis Williams or Jameis Winston. Like, why? Like, he's just your next problem. Like, you're just going to be complaining about him next Monday. So what's the point? And if the Vikings – look, if Carson Wentz, the wheels fall off like they usually do for Carson Wentz the last few years – I just think you go back to McCarthy, you hope he's made, you know, improvements. I mean, it was two games for J.J. McCarthy, and they looked terrible. I'm not saying that. But go back and look at Bo Nix's first two games last year. He looked terrible. Like, he looked terrible for the first month. So I don't want to sit here and say that J.J. is just a lost cause or anything because of two games. But, yeah, if that's one thing that's going to keep the Vikings from going to the playoffs this year, or being even a contender, is quarterback play, because that defense is so good. It is. It's ridiculously good.
Frank, I'm going to go Bryant Gumbel style here and just kind of take off my glasses and look at my notes and look up at you and go, who are the Patriots?
Yeah, I think the Patriots are bad. I can't lie. Like, what have we seen out of the Patriots so far? I mean, it's a team that everybody was really excited about because of all they added. They had great free agency class, great draft class, Mike Vrabel, blah, blah, blah. They've come out in their first three games and they look
awful. You go through it. They lost to the Raiders at home. They barely beat the Dolphins. They gave away a game against the Steelers. I'm not sure they're really good. I just think the Patriots might be bad. It's possible the Bills wrap up the division by Thanksgiving. Like, there's nobody in that division that's going to give them a test. And I just think we're a year ahead of ourselves on the Patriots. They're not ready. They're a team that you see now. This is why, you know, they won, what, 8 games combined the last 2 years? Like, I guess there was a reason for that. I guess they're not going to be that team that becomes a playoff contender overnight.
All right, so let's sell the Patriots then, it sounds like. What about the Colts?
I'm okay with the Colts. I'm not I don't know. There's just something holding me back from being really excited about them, and it's probably Daniel Jones. It's probably the fact that I've watched him play football a lot, as we all have, and we kind of know who Daniel Jones is. And did he completely change overnight? Maybe. It would look really bad on the Giants if he did, wouldn't it? they're still looking for the quarterback when the quarterback was right under their nose, but they didn't know what to do with him, kind of like Saquon Barkley. So, but I just default to they're probably a good team, but not one that, you know, if they win the division, it's going to be one of those 9-8 division type of winners. I hate to be so cynical about this Colts because they've done nothing wrong. They've played really, really good football so far. There's just something keeping me from saying, yeah, that's the team that comes out of nowhere and wins 12 games. Like, I'm just not there with them yet.
Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports on the NFL. So I promise I'm not trying to knock Caleb Williams just to do it, but I was super excited when I saw the stat line last week, and then I went back and watched, and I just thought, my God, Dallas' secondary was putrid, and he was throwing to some wide-open dudes. There were some really impressive throws in there from a talent standpoint. Like, where are you on him coming off of a career game?
Yeah, and that's the same thing. It was promising. It was good. Like, that's fine. But I take a step back and I say he did it against the defense that let Russell Wilson throw for 450 yards. Like, what do you even make of anything to Cowboys? If you do something against the Cowboys defense this year, it's almost like it should count as half. Like, your stats should. If you throw for 400 yards against the Cowboys, we should only give you 200 because the Cowboys are just awful on defense. Like, legitimately, like, maybe historically bad. I think there's some things they can clean up, and they're going to get a little bit better. But, my goodness, again, Russell Wilson threw for 450 against the Cowboys. So, Caleb did his job. He looked good. He played well. I'm sure he gained some confidence. I'm sure Ben Johnson gained some confidence in him. But I don't want to sit here and say he's arrived just because he torched the Cowboys defense, because the Cowboys defense probably going to get torched 17 times this year.
Frank, always appreciate the time, brother. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
Sounds good, man. Hit that local 53 sounder, please. Excited to make his radio debut. This is a brand new talent, GP. Morning show here on 106.7 The Fan.
Boss has been bugging us to get this guy on to get him some
help
reps.
Promote them, to
Something
help get
this,
some attention to them, because they don't have that much. It's Eric Bickle is the name of the Sports Junkies. EB, what's up, brother?
Hey, guys. Hey, I need all the help I can get. I'll take it.
EB, I can't believe you agreed to join us during the Ryder Cup. You got to be steamed up watching the
I'm
Gals
so annoyed.
Right now.
Why are we losing, EB?
I don't know, man. They always start, look, the Europeans always start out well in the sort of the team format portion of it. And then usually the Americans come storming back. As long as we don't get smoked here, like 6-2 or something like that after the first couple, we'll be okay. But it doesn't look great, I'll say that.
Griffin and DeChambeau, I'm so irritated with. They were 2-up, and now they're just giving it away to Fleetwood and Rose. Please win. I just need America to win. Put America on it. I need you to perform
better. Well, how about this, though, EB? I got here, and Toby was, like, all crestfallen about the first few hours. On a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is like, oh, my God, everything's ruined, how bad were the first several hours of this?
It was about a 3 out of 10.
Okay.
I mean, like, I don't know if I'm on the right scale on that. No. Oh, so 10 is the worst,
bad.
Right?
10's bad. Really good, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say like 7.
Oh, that's
like
worse.
Yeah, it's worse.
You had me so calm. Yeah. So this is bad.
No. But it's that. But 1-3 was okay. If we could go 2-2 here or some version, split some points, like we'll be okay. But if they're up like 6-2 or more, it's bad.
All right. So let's go to the actual football match this weekend, Eric. The injuries are mounting. Obvious. A lot of guys won't play this weekend. The line has now swung to Atlanta. They're favored at their place. What's the recipe for you to win this game?
I it's got to be run the football, right? I mean, we're the second best rushing attack in football. Last year, we're the third, so I don't think it's fake. Like, I think that's the real deal, and we only got stronger along the offensive line. I have to admit, I've come around on Mariota. I keep waiting for him to turn into Marcus Mariota, but I guess he's not in this offense. So I'm kind of okay with them being, you know, cautious, doing the right thing by Jaden, even though he clearly is desperate to play. But, yeah, we got to run the football. And looks like Bill practiced today, right, to full participant. So even though he's listed as questionable, I want a full complement of backs there because, man, that wide receiver room is pretty thin, isn't it?
Yes.
How sold are you on JD5 playing against the Chargers next week?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not privy to anything. All I can know, I know that Grant, you're out there all the time and you see things and hear things. I can only go off what you guys see and report. But the other thing I'll go off of is just sort of my own intuition when I see things. And when I saw Jaden talking to the media on Wednesday, I saw a guy that was just resigned to the fact that no matter what he does, these guys aren't going to clear him anytime soon. So I don't know. I think they're going to try to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I think it's probably 50-50. That's purely a guess, but I see a lot of resignation in Jaden right now.
So, EB, tell me about this Daisy's dip that you eat. So I got to tell you, I am a massive French onion dip guy, but I ride hard in the paint for hell of a good dip. I've never tried Daisy's. I'm willing to give it a shot. I take this very seriously. I do Cape Cod, kettle cooked, crunchy chips with French onion dip. What do I need to know?
You got to try it. It's fresh ingredients, the kind of stuff you have in your own house. It's a little bit fresher. I just think you got to try it. You try the French onion and you try the ranch dip. Personally, I'm a ranch with wings guy, but some people, are you a ranch guy at all?
So I'm not so much a ranch guy. I do wings with no snoss. You know, I'll do like either buffalo or dry rub Old Bay or whatever, but I don't dip them in anything.
All right, what about chips? Can you do chips in ranch or no?
Yeah, I could do that. As long as you're not asking me to do a carrot or something ridiculous.
No. Get both, try them. And look, it's different. It's distinct. It's got its own thing. But I think you're going to love it. And I'm a proud endorser of the Daisy French Onion and Daisy Ranch Dip. You got to try it.
Now, Eric, for me, I would love a swimming pool, but I don't have the space. I would love the exercise ability to be able to swim year-round. Is there some kind of product or thing that you're familiar with that you could recommend to somebody like
me? You know, I've heard that they have those. Yeah, I've heard they have those swim spas. Now, Danny, forgive me.
Yeah.
Forgive me for asking.
Okay.
Are you a co-endorser with your boy, with Offenbacher's?
No, I am not, Eric.
Okay.
No, I am not.
Willing.
Is that a very sad question? I was assuming you were going to say yes.
Yeah, I got to say, EB, that's tough.
No.
I mean, there's a nails on the chalkboard thing happening.
No, it's fine. I mean, this is also me baiting the hook and just letting everyone know that I'd love to catch some fish.
I thought you were setting me up for this because you were also a co-endorser, and you know that, of course, they want all of their endorsers to have these swim spas. Mm. But I'm sure we could make a silly deal for Danny Rouray. Why not?
One would hope.
Absolutely. Yes, all right, so give us your prediction for Sunday, EB.
Listen, let me just say this. I'm going to give you my basic premise of this game. This game terrifies me, and not as much because of the injuries, which should terrify us, right? This game terrifies me because the Falcons are coming off, you know, an awful performance against a mediocre team. We're coming off one of our best performances, really. You know, a dynamite on offense, defense, and special teams. Sure, we left a little bit out there at the beginning, but really stepped on them. So we all know that this is a week-to-week league, and unless you're one of the team, you know, the league's very, very, very best, you can get inconsistent efforts. So I see a little regression of the mean happening here. This is what scares me, is us not playing, you know, like a 42-burger like we did last week, coming back to earth a little bit. Them clearly not as bad as being bageled by the Panthers last week, and somewhere meeting in the middle and having a hot one going in the fourth quarter. That's what terrifies me. But yet I do think this team is well coached. I do think overall we're better. So I'll take us in a squeaker, maybe a Matt Gay field goal, 27-24.
Eric, appreciate it as always, man. Good luck with the new show.
Thank you, buddy.
You got a shot. These guys have a chance. I'm telling
you. I like them.
We like it's four friends.
It's unusual.
All in one studio.
Four different voices going back and forth. The producer chimes in. It's a hoot.
Eric Bickle of the Sports Junkies. That there is your Beltway Blitz. All right, next. More confident this weekend in Atlanta in Washington's offense or Washington's defense? That's what we're going to dive into on Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I was just talking burgers with a couple of the fellas at the bar here. The Char Bar's got a good burger. We're in Reston. We're at the JW Marriott today, hanging out. Grant and Danny on the Fan will be here until 6:30. It's a field trip Friday, and people are getting ready for more football. Have you seen the Saturday college football slate, by the way?
I barely glanced at it. I should probably get my mind my P's and Q's and get on
it. Oh, God, is it good. Tomorrow's going to be epic, right? So among the games we've got tomorrow, top 25 matchup. This is just like an appetizer. This is fried food that you get as a starter.
Yep.
21 USC, 23 Illinois. That's a noon kickoff tomorrow. We've also got LSU and Ole Miss tomorrow at 3:30.
Here we go.
That's an SEC matchup. That's a keeper. Number four, LSU. Go Tigers. Taking on the 13th ranked Ole Miss Rebs. And how about this? I don't know if you're familiar with any of the off-the-field storylines this week in that game. The head coach of Ole Miss is Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin.
He has a daughter named Landry Kiffin.
Okay.
She is apparently dating star linebacker Whit Weeks. That's not that interesting, right? Other than you're like, oh, you play for her dad. That's kind of weird. Except that he's on the other team. He plays for LSU. She made it public online that they date this week as LSU is playing Ole Miss. Just one of the many storylines that have been covered nationally for that game this week.
How about that for a subplot, right?
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, and you sleep on the Oregon-Penn State game. It's kind of your nightcap.
Don't sleep on it at all. Haven't gotten to the night yet.
You don't even mention it. You don't even care about it, really.
Well, we're still talking about Landry Kiffin and Lane Kiffin.
That is true.
That is a 3:30 SEC game between two top 15 teams. Then you've got the marquee matchup of the night that Danny just referenced, the Oregon Ducks. Go Ducks. I don't think that Ed Orgeron ever did that.
Would Ed Orgeron have said that?
Probably. Number six against number three Penn State. Now, not a college football expert.
Okay.
Don't pretend to be one. I just casually watch from afar on Saturdays while my kids do a bunch of things in my basement and kind of distract me.
Sure.
But here is my not an expert take on this.
Oh, I like it.
Is Penn State playing a top 10 team? They're going to lose. Now,
like
Penn State
those,
fans are going to hear that and be really mad.
Yeah.
But like, is James Franklin playing a gotta-have-it, show-me game against the top 10 team? Then until further notice, I just expect that they don't win.
Is it fair? I don't know. But it's how I feel. So get mad if you want to. But yeah.
And by the way, whatever you're saying is true. You don't know what you're talking about.
Correct. Yep.
You don't know enough about Penn State.
Guilty.
Accurate. All I know is when they play top 10 teams and James Franklin's got this chance to show this time it's different, finally we're the team, we're going to win the national championship, I just kind of assume that's not going to happen.
It's in Happy Valley, and what an unbelievable opportunity to beat an excellent team and kind of cement your case as one of the best clubs in the country. That's a big one right there.
It's not like Oregon's not reloading either. You know, they've also got new faces all over the place. Dylan Gabriel's in Cleveland, among others. Alabama, Georgia.
Alabama trying to save their season, basically.
Crimson Tide is somehow ranked 17th. Not sure if they should be. Georgia is number 5 in America. That is tomorrow night at 7:30 as well. Need I say more? What a day in college football.
That's a good slate, my friend. That is a good Mr. Slate.
So the reason I've never become a college football mark is just because Sundays are so dominated by football that I think I would honestly be divorced and or not married or my kids would hate me or something if
something.
I also was a huge college football guy. So, like, I'll have the games on all day, but I can't lock in like I do for the NFL. I'll take the kids out to play in the front yard. We'll come back out to the basement. You know, I'll help the wife with the baby or do something. We'll come back. Unless there's like a day where, and these are glorious, my wife's like, hey, we're going to so-and-so's birthday party this weekend. We'll see you in a few hours. If I get that, then I'm college football pulsing.
My feet is up and you're watching.
But, yeah. Like, what's your – you're not even really home on Sundays during the NFL. What's your Saturday slate like?
It's worse than Sundays.
Okay.
I never get a chance to watch. And for me, it would be – I would care about college football a lot more if I went to a college football school. But the George Washington University didn't have any college foosball. I mean, they used to beat AU in, like, the 1930s. But, like, you know, so what? They played games on the ellipse and it's a different time.
Does the George Mason University club team count?
Yeah, counts to me.
Okay,
in my heart.
Then we're a big time college.
You're a
program.
Power. Yeah, and yeah. Just because I didn't grow up in it, and there, you know, I had some affinity for Maryland until Maryland said, "We don't like Maryland. We're going to try to be something else." And they went to the Big Ten, and I don't care anymore. So you know, and I got tired of hearing how good they are when they would beat Maryland Eastern Shore and like Towson, and then I'm supposed to believe in something, and then they win 6 games. But anyway, the point of the dude's story is, I never grew up with like a local team, whereas I did grow up with a local team for the Washington football team, right? The local 53. I care about them a lot. I don't really have a dog in the fight, so to speak, when it comes to college football. I enjoy it from afar. My experience has been sullied over the years by the amount of transfers and you know how different the game is. It's less fun for me.
Yeah,
but
good luck knowing who's on what teams anymore.
Yeah,
if
it's
you're
still
a casual.
You know I still understand when a big matchup's big, and I tune in.
That's the level of my fandom where I'll be watching on a Saturday. I'm like, oh, I like this guy, and then someone will make a tackle. I'll be like, wait, I thought he was on. And now it's like the very generic NFL fan who doesn't really keep up, and he's like, wait a second. When did Amari Cooper become a Cleveland Brown?
It's actually funny. My son's practice last night, literally just a couple of dads were talking NFL, just, you know, casually as dads do, and I'm fly on the wall. And they were literally doing that where they're like, you know, he's pretty good. It's like, you know, he actually plays in you know, what I don't remember which players they were talking about, but, like, each guy this dude kept bringing up are actually on different teams than he thought because he only casually follows.
Well, yeah. We're now at an era, too, where you could go 5 years in college and play in 5 programs.
Yeah.
Which there's people out there that will celebrate that. I will not be one of those people. Like, I'm one of those people that thinks that's crazy. You know, I don't think that that's a good thing. I think you should be able to transfer just like a coach can leave. But I don't think you should be able to hop around every single year willy-nilly. Like, we're doing this. They're NFL players, but NFL players have contracts. They have this little thing called a commitment to the organization in some capacity. And there is none of that collegiately at this point. I get yelled at by a coach. They're coaching me. I don't like that. I'll just go somewhere else and they'll pay me. So there's got to be a putting some of the toothpaste back in the tube happening
CBA.
At some point here. Real quick, while we're talking TV and then we can get back into the Commanders. I don't know if you're up on this at all, but I did want to just bring this up. A couple weeks ago, I told you that I'm a YouTube TV guy. And
yep.
I was worried about YouTube TV's expiring deal at that time with Fox. They ended up beating the clock, didn't end up being a big deal. It was always unlikely that it was going to rear its head as a massive dilemma because the number of people in America that flip out when they're not going to get their football, CBS, Fox, NBC, the major networks, they're going to be so loud that the TV providers, like the cable providers, so to speak, the apps, they have to listen to the masses. That's not necessarily the case on a very local level. And currently, there is a massive dispute that has now gone public between Monumental Sports and YouTube TV. Zach Leonsis, who's normally not, you know, forward-facing to talk about their business stuff, is on television talking to Alexa Lanistoy the other day. And the gist of this is, And I'll just tell you, I've worked at Monumental off and on over many years. I'm not currently employed by them at this moment doing anything for them. So this is not me as an employee talking. This is me as a Caps fan who wants to watch Caps hockey on YouTube TV talking, so I don't have to buy the app and go direct to consumer. This is brutal. I mean, it sounds like basically, at least from the Monumental perspective, YouTube is treating them differently than they would the networks and an NBC affiliate, like an NBC Sports Washington or a Fox Sports Ohio or something, one of these RSNs. And because it's private from the organizations, from the teams, to their fans, they're not negotiating in the same faith, essentially. And who's getting screwed here is me and Cakes that watch the Caps, or you know, you watching the Wizards, or the people out there that want to watch their team. So I don't know how this ends, other than I don't have the same confidence I did with Fox, because there's just not going to be as loud a collective voice of people demanding change. And it sounds like this could end badly. And I'm so annoyed by this. I'm so tired of all this. Like, YouTube TV is owned by Google, which is, you know, it's $3 trillion company or whatever, mm-hmm. right? I want you to make money on all the TV deals, I promise. What I want more, though, is me to just be able to get my games somehow. So however we, whatever we need to do so that I don't keep getting screwed would be lovely. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, full disclosure, I read as much as I could read about it because I'm fascinated by this sort of stuff, the future of local sports coverage and how things are going to go, et cetera. I don't know anything more than when I started reading. I do know the thing that you just said is how I feel. I need it to be far less complicated for me to watch what I want to watch. That goes for Monumental. That goes for YouTube TV. That goes for my cable company. That goes for Peacock. That goes for anybody that's going to put anything on my television. Stop making it hard for me. Everybody shut up and everybody put the thing that I want to watch in front of me immediately without any hassle. I don't want to have to scan a QR code on my phone and then have it go in a loop, and then I have to scan the same QR code 5 minutes later and then go in a loop and scan it on my wife's phone. I want none of that. Everybody put the thing in front of me immediately. It's too complicated. I don't know when this happened, but it did. So, for example, here's just by way of discussion. I have no idea if Monumental wants to charge YouTube TV too much money. I have no idea if YouTube TV thinks we don't want any RSNs because they're small potatoes. And we don't want to be in that business at all. I have no idea who wants what.
That was the reference, I guess, in the statement?
Yeah. I have no idea who wants what. I have no clue. I just know that it irritates me to no end when you make it hard for me. Stop making it difficult for me to opt into your thing.
I agree with that. I also know there have been disputes recently with Fox and with CBS
yep.
and with Univision is upset, and maybe NBC Universal or whatever as well. Like, seems like there's a lot of this. It's not just a Monumental problem. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And I know that I came to YouTube TV from DirecTV or whatever I had in the past because I was missing out on college football CBS games a couple years ago. Like, it's always something, and I don't know how we stop it. I'm not smart enough to. I know I just keep shelling out thousands of dollars a year to be able to watch sports and having to shift my antenna, so to speak, to different places to find it. And I would like that to stop happening. But you can read up on Monumental's put a bunch of content out, and if you are a Caps or a Wizards fan and want your voice to be heard, you can be part of that growing community that tries to prevent the collective here in town from having to essentially go direct to consumer and pay, you know, more money in addition to whatever you're already paying for, where right now you're getting the Caps and the Wizards games. Grant and Danny on the Fan, let's talk about the Commanders. Who are you more confident in this weekend in Atlanta, Washington's offense or its defense against the Falcons? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Ryan will be happy to know that I just found a fellow Notre Dame fan here at the bar.
Oh, is that right?
Who is also predicting a 10-game winning streak, running the table, and getting into the college football playoff after their 0-2 start.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
That's fun. That
I told
cool.
him, I said, you realize then everyone will be so mad, and that is kind of like the what everyone says Notre Dame is then.
Yes, right? Like whatever that is.
The two really hard teams at the beginning, and you lost those games, and then you just rip off 10 wins against everybody else.
Yeah, the old overinflated expectations just based on rep, not on any kind of reality, sort of like eke your way in because it's Notre Dame, though. And again, I was there in the 80s. It was fun.
He's worried about tomorrow, this Notre Dame fan. 4.5-point favorites
over
Arkansas.
I'd be worried about them all if I was a Notre Dame fan.
No, not all of them.
You ever think that?
Not all of them.
Was that, Northern Iowa last year? Like Southern Illinois? Like Eastern Tennessee? No, they lost last year.
Northern Illinois. And yeah. Notre Dame's going to win 10 straight. They do this every single year.
Not even one of the good Illinois. It was just the northern part of Illinois got together and beat them.
But you do have to say at some point, Ryan, like, come on, man.
They made the national championship game last year, and they have a much better quarterback with C.J. Carr this year. Like, this is a very good team.
Let me just finish Googling this. Then how are they 0-2?
No, they won last week.
1-2.
Excuse me, 1-2 now.
Big win against Purdue. They gave up 30, but they won. Yeah, so, Ryan, you've got company out here, just so you know. It's Char Bar.
Four Boilermakers.
You got a Notre Dame fan who is fired up about the lads getting ready for Arkansas. But I want to talk Commanders here so we know this. As you're getting out of the office, hopping into the car, turning on the fan, here's what you need to know. Jaden Daniels has been ruled out. Second straight week, he's going to miss. Marcus Mariota gets to start against a former employer and a former team for the second time in as many weekends. Last week, he was dynamite and prolific against the Raiders. This week, it's Atlanta, and there's actually more animosity here. This is the team that he rolled out on, as it's stated there. And we saw the Netflix documentary, which kind of did him dirty a little bit, the behind the scenes. But basically, he had just had a baby. There was a lot going on. They benched him. I guess there was some type of conversation between he and the staff at that point. And it was kind of sold by the Falcons as if he just kind of quit and left the building. He certainly didn't think that's what happened. Getting to know him the very little bit that I have, and this is minimally in interactions personally, but also just through other people that are around him a lot within the org, he's an awesome guy. Now he goes back to Atlanta. They're talking bad about him all week long with a chance to beat a team that didn't have him stay, in Atlanta's case, or start in the Raiders' case. So you know this game means a lot to him. But also, no Terry McLaurin, no Noah Brown, no John Bates, a lot of injuries. So here's the question for you guys, and we'll open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067. What part of the game do you feel better about, Washington's offense or Washington's defense?
It's actually their offense, and I don't feel great about either. And I know that sounds crazy, talking about a team that just lost 30-0 to the Carolina Panthers last week and hasn't looked real good through 3 weeks. And especially their offense hasn't looked good. But to me, I kind of know what I'm getting here, or I feel like I do. I don't think it's a 40-plus point thing. I don't think it's a punt return for a touchdown, a kick return for a near touchdown. I think that stuff is awesome when it happens, but not something you can count on every week. I think down in, down out, they're going to be able to move the football on occasion, but I don't think it's going to be prolific. I don't think there's going to be dudes running free like there were last week at times against the Raiders. I think it'll be a little bit more of a possession, like a Parcells 1980s football game a little bit for both these teams. I think they mirror each other in a lot of ways in that regard. But I feel good that this offense isn't going to screw up. Is it going to turn the ball over a whole bunch? Is it going to make a bunch of mistakes? You'll play some field position. I think it'll be competitive. But I think they'll do enough to get in enough scoring range to give Washington a chance to win.
Yeah, I'll double down on a point you made, which is turning the ball over is not really the MO. They have one turnover as a group, and that was Mariota read option, 23-yard gain, coughs the ball up on what I thought was kind of a fluky thing. He was going to cut back. He takes a shot he wasn't expecting, and the ball comes out. I didn't think it was a careless moment or anything where it was like operator error. But that's the only turnover for the Commanders. Reminder, there's only three teams in the NFL that haven't turned it over at all this season. So the fact that Mariota protects the ball doesn't really put it at risk as a passer. You're not going to get a high volume of turnover-worthy plays. He's not going to give the defense chance to make a lot of plays in the passing game. And fumbles have not been an issue. The floor is high. I also feel like the Falcons defensively are just okay, but they've outperformed that statistically. If you look at their sack total, they're top 10 in the league in sack rate. All but one of their sacks came against the Vikings on a day where J.J. McCarthy was a deer in headlights, and the Vikings offensive line without Christian Dadasaw, was terrible. That Vikings pass protection plan execution, go back and look at those sacks that night, was as bad as it has been for any team protecting a quarterback this season.
That was a feeding frenzy, Grant.
And McCarthy did not help, I will acknowledge. But my point is, if you want to just sit here three games in with a small sample and talk about the Atlanta Falcons being one of the better pass rushing teams in the league, I think you're overvaluing a fluke performance. Now, James Pierce can get after the quarterback. He's got the second highest pressure total by a rookie defender to Abdul Carter. They've got a couple of guys that can get home. I'm just not going to sit here and overly worry about it when with Mariota, the ball's going to come out fast. He's going to be decisive. 3 and 5 step drops. He's planting. He's ripping the ball into whatever windows are asked of him. It's going to be a lot of short and intermediate. I think that their plan plays well against what Atlanta is.
There's a great Friends storyline when Monica and Chandler get together and the various friends start to find out. And they're going back and forth with, now that I know that they know that we know that they know, they don't know that we know that they know that they know, right? As you go back and forth. Atlanta knows that Washington wants to get the ball out quickly. They know that Marcus Mariota's strengths and weaknesses. They know exactly what they are. They understand exactly who Cliff Kingsbury is and what he would like to do in an undermanned receiving corps. It's now up to Cliff Kingsbury, knowing that Atlanta knows, to find a way to counter that. Whether it's a shot deep, whether it's a trick play that we haven't anticipated, whether it's some sort of right call or way to do it, you've got to scheme up your looks like you did this past week against the Raiders, quite frankly, now with that data point of Mariota having started and even less ammunition in the pass game.
So to me, the way Washington loses does not have much to do with their offense. It has to do with their defense and the stopping of Bijan Robinson, which is what I want to get into next. I don't know how they defend him out of the backfield. And if you're Zach Robinson, if he's not heavily targeted in the passing game, if he doesn't catch a half dozen, seven passes, if he doesn't get 8 or 9 throws his way, if you're not designing screens and dumping the ball down to him in space, what are you even doing here? Have a new plan or go somewhere else. I mean, this is really simple to me. That guy is the best player in the NFL, maybe. Use him. He should be running the ball 20 times. He should be catching the ball 8 times. And when he gets hurt doing that after a bunch of weeks, you apologize for it and say, whoops, my bad. But this is Christian McCaffrey. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Use him like it. I mean, look at the totals. Look at the touches for McCaffrey in San Francisco with a smart offensive coach in Kyle Shanahan. It's not the same for Bijan. However, I hope they don't wise up this week. I hope they wait a couple weeks to get this all figured out. But I want to talk about Robinson and how Washington could try to defend him. We'll do that next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.